Hey guys, it's the Twin Dig Movers here, and Julie isn't here, and today we will be doing the microscope. So first is the eyepiece. It contains the ocular lens, or the part that you look through. Number two, the body tube connects the ocular lens to the rest of the microscope. The aperture is a hole in the stage. The arm is the place besides the base where you carry the microscope. It's the thing that it's right by where you stand to look at it. And the next is course adjustment knob, and it's the largest of the two knobs, and it moves the stage up and down to bring the specimen into focus. So if it's really far out, then you can barely see it, but if you magnify it, you can see it better. And for the fine adjustment knob, it's the smaller knob out of the two, and it makes tiny adjustments to sharpen the image, and that makes it so you can look into it farther. And the base is it supports the microscope, and it's the bottom of it. There's also a switch to turn on and off the light. 8 is the light source. It protects It protects light upward through the diaphragm, aperture, specimens, and lens. After that is the diaphragm. It adjusts the amount of light so you can see through it, And the stage is the flat surface where you place the slide. It's where you place the specimen. And the stage clips hold the slide in place, like the specimen is in the slide, and the stage clips clip it in. And the objectives are the three lenses that come in different powers: 4x, 10x, and 40x. And last but not least, the nose piece. It's movable and it holds the objective lenses. So I hope you enjoyed this, and yeah, Julie isn't here, but she'll probably be here in the next one, or not, I don't know. So, bye.